From time to time, we like to present very fine character actors, calling them to the attention of the radio audience because they are truly stars. Our guest this week is a veteran of the theater and of radio, and has of late been getting lots of attention in motion pictures. You saw him as Olivia de Havilland's father in To Each His Own, and since then he's played in a number of other pictures, among them The Gunfighters, Taproots, The Tender Years, Walls of Jericho, and others. It's with a great deal of pleasure that we present to you one of my favorite actors, whom I believe will shortly be one of America's favorite actors, Mr. Griff Barnett.
Thank you very much, Les. It's gratifying, believe me, to be presented as a star, and frankly, it's something I've waited for a long time.
Well, Griff, it's an old truism that good things are worth waiting for. And in this case, I can say that you have most certainly earned your stardom. I'd like to talk to you for a few moments right after the final curtain, if you'll be good enough to stay for a moment.
I'll be happy to stay, Les.
Fine, Griff. Thank you very much. Curtain is up, and here is the play.
Operator, give me the Daily Bugle. Henry, Major Timmons speaking. Got a story for you, Henry. A little background on that double hitch announcement you're running. Yep, by Napoleon's knapsack, Henry, one of the major skirmishes of my military career. All started while I was performing some quartermaster duties, taking inventory at headquarters. What's headquarters? My store and post office, of course.
Pickles, 97 jars. 10 string beans. 8 cases. Full squadron.
Cream corn. Hated the stuff since the Philippine campaign of 99. Lived on it for months. Well, that takes care of that. Morning, Jack. What's the password?
Sally, Major Timmons. In your official capacity as postmaster, did you notice if there was anything for me? A note, I mean?
Sorry, Jack. Courier must have been dry-gulched by Indians. That is, your young lady didn't come in with a letter.
Well, I've got to see her, and I can't go to her house.
Her aunt still hostile?
An understatement, sir.
Double dog shame. You know, she and your dad were all set to walk under cross sabers at one time.
Yeah. Well, I got to find Sally. I've landed a job in the city, and...
Stand a horse, Jack. You didn't give me a chance to tell you. Sally didn't come in with the letter, but she did come in.
She did?
Matter of fact, taking a job as my orderly here. Secretary, general helper, assistant, postmaster.
You mean she's here now?
Bivouac dead ahead, sir. Establishing an outpost on a case of preserved pears in army stores.
The stock room? Oh, thanks, Major. Sally, get ready for a big surprise. It's our lives, yours and mine. Your Aunt Sarah has no right to...
Oh, Jack, you know I want to marry you, but I'm all Aunt Sarah has. I know she'd never forgive me if we just ran away.
Right, right, my dear. Never retreat. Marshal your forces and strike on the flank.
Well, I'm retreating back to the city. No use hanging around this place if my own girl won't see me in my own hometown.
Oh, Jack, listen.
Goodbye, Sally.
Jack!
Steady, lass. That's just a patrol clash. It's the battle that counts.
But I don't want a battle with Jack. I love it, Major.
Seems to heard another Larson girl talk like that 8 or 9 hitches ago.
You mean Aunt Sarah?
The same. You know who the lad was?
Yes. It's hard to think of Jack's father, Mr. Martin, as ever having been a lad, as you call him, Major.
Yeah, I suppose so. May surprise you to know I was a lad myself once.
Why, Major, I don't think of you as old. In fact, you really seem quite young.
Always keep fit, my motto. Could spend 24 hours in the saddle right now. Never feel it.
I mean, Major, you're young in spirit.
Spirit. Oh, yes. Spirit.
Like Aunt Sarah. She's young in spirit, too, but... Well, she's awfully lonely. Oh, I don't want to be like that.
Lonely?
Yes. I know I shouldn't be telling you this, but... The other day, I found a page missing from one of our magazines.
You reported it to the adjutant?
I asked Aunt Sarah about it. She said she didn't know.
Huh?
Now I remember she was blushing a little. I found a copy of the same issue of the magazine in your stockroom.
Oh, that it? In your hand?
Yes. And here's the missing page.
Yeah?
Now, look at this coupon, Major. Down in the right corner.
Are you lonely?
Why not find a letter-writing friend and possible lifelong companionship through our pen club? Simply fill in name, address, and description and mail to... Your auntie's enlisting in a pen club. Well, that tips her hand. We'll have to campaign accordingly.
Oh, but Major, about Jack and me.
Hmm?
Well, of course, I'd like to help Aunt Sarah if I could, but meanwhile...
Sometimes, Sally, a secondary front is a better guarantee of success than a head-on assault.
I wish I knew what you were talking about, Major.
You will, my dear.
Well, could you translate it into English? Oh, I better get back to work. Here comes Jack's father.
Top of the morning, John. Welcome to the post.
Hello there, Sally.
Hello, Mr. Martin. Excuse me, I have to get back to the stock.
Oh, Sally, keep your powder dry. Face powder, that is.
Well, Major, how are you?
Fit as a spring feel and sharp as a saber.
If I'm not mistaken, young Sally's been crying. Have you had anything to do with it?
No, John, you have, indirectly.
Oh, you mean Jack.
Bullseye. Not right for you and Sarah to stand in their way. Those youngsters want to be married.
Well, I'm all for it, Major. It's Sarah so set against it. And against me, of course, too.
Ever try getting Sarah to cease hostilities, John?
She scarcely recognizes me when we meet in the street.
Hmm.
Why, I'd have patched up our quarrel long ago if she'd have listened to me.
That's so?
Well, you know I've been a widower for 20 years.
Kitchener's Cape, man. Not just going to give up, are you? But to plot your offensive. And here's the strategy we'll use.
Strategy?
Right, John. In this magazine lies our plan of battle. So, all you have to do, John, is to write to Sarah, using a different name, of course.
Like James Matthews.
Yeah, fine. Tell Sarah you got her name from the pen club list. Then we'll get Charlie, the bus driver, to mail your letters from the city.
Well, maybe if I can win her over with my letters, I'll give him a real name and she'll see me again.
Won't be able to refuse. By the hair of Hannibal, John, objective's practically attained.
Do you think so?
No doubt about it. Saw a movie like that once. Same thing exactly. Worked out fine.
You think it'll work out as well in real life?
Why, victory is practically assured. Worked out all right for those actors. And they didn't know what was coming. That's where we have the advantage.
Major asked him to deliver it.
Oh, thanks, Sally.
Those two old family friends are certainly writing you a lot of letters.
Nothing unusual. Correspondence is sadly neglected by your generation, Sally.
Oh, where can those letters be? Are these the two you're looking for? One from James Matthews and one from Vincent Deeks?
Be sure to mark the packages fragile, Major.
Bet for spurs I know what's in the packages. Some of your own special homemade salad dressing.
That's correct, Major. I'm going to two very special friends, Mr. Matthews and Mr. Deke.
Yeah, just fine, Major. Those letters from Sarah are as bright and as friendly as when I was courting her years ago.
John, I think I ought to report. Sarah's writing just as many letters to a certain Mr. Deke.
Enter and state your business, John.
Good afternoon, Major. Beautiful, beautiful day.
And the cause for this weather report?
Remember the letter you had for me yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's inviting me to tea this afternoon.
Great jumping, Geronimo. You're not going.
I thought I might.
Oh, you can't. You can't. Troops are green and you have no replacements. That is, the time isn't ripe.
Well, Major, if you think not...
I'll back my military reputation on the decision, sir.
Here comes the enemy. I mean, Miss Sarah.
How do you do, Major?
How do you do?
Good day, Mr. Martin.
Sarah, I'd like...
Major, do you have any anchovies?
Why? Yes. Step over here, please.
I don't really want any anchovies, Major. I just wanted to know if there was a letter for me.
Expecting one? Of course, that isn't official, you know.
Well, I sent an invitation to that nice letter writer, James Matthews, to have tea with me today.
Sorry, Miss Sarah, no mail for you today. I'll let you know if it arrives.
Well, I'll be going then. Will you have Sally bring out that article when it comes in?
Right. One case of anchovies by special courier.
I beg your most humble pardon, gracious lady. Allow me to hold the door for you.
Oh, well, thank you. sir.
Who is this Lord Chesterfield approaching?
A drawing room, General, if I ever saw one. May I help you?
Why, yes, my good man. I have an engagement for tea in your very fair town. And being a stranger hereabouts and a stranger to same town, I should like to inquire the whereabouts of the residence and dwelling place of a dear and gracious lady by name of Miss Sarah Larson. My name, good sir, is by way of being Vincent Deke.
Get this inventory taken. Let's see. 6 dozen pints honey. Didn't think Sarah'd get so interested in that other letter writer. 7 cases peanut butter. Good seller. That Vincent Deke. Couldn't have made a worse mistake if I'd mounted my horse from the right.
Right, Major. Oh. What about?
Oh, Grant's Gallus's. You startled me, Sally.
Oh, I'm sorry, Major. I came in through the stockroom. I saw Mr. Deke in front of the store, and I didn't want to meet him.
Can't say I blame you, Sally. Too smooth. Smoother than saddle soap. 2 cases relish.
Oh, give me your pencil, Major. I'll help you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm surprised Aunt Sarah can't see through it. Mr. Deke's been calling on her about every other day since that first time.
You know, Sally, I've seen that man somewhere. 4 dozen jelly. Pictures of him, anyway.
Well, you think he's famous?
More likely a deserter. Probably saw his picture on one of those wanted circulars I get from the postal department.
Oh, my goodness, if he's a criminal.
5 dozen Drake salad dressing.
We should warn Aunt Sarah.
3 dozen family salad dressing. Hey, Sally, got it.
Yes, I've got it down, Major.
Mean to say, Sally, got an idea.
Good morning, neighbors. Now, I know I haven't been here in your lovely village very long, but I do like to think of you already as my neighbors.
Hello, Deke.
Hello, Mr. Deke.
And who knows, I may be a neighbor of yours before very long.
Baloney.
I beg your very good pardon, sir.
£13.
Oh, I see. Are we taking inventory today?
I'm taking inventory, but if anyone wants to buy anything, I can come to a halt.
Oh, no, just passing by, but not to buy. By and by, get it?
Sally, as I was saying...
You were?
Yes, make a note. I want to discontinue one brand of salad dressing to... No use carrying both the family and that Drake's when one is so superior to the other.
May I commend you for your foresighted astuteness, Major? I can see you're a man of expansive cranial capacity.
Well, glad you agree with me, Deke. Sally, want to cancel my order for Drake salad dressing and stock up on the family brand.
But Mr. Major, you mean just the opposite, do you not, sir?
I do not, as ordered, Sally.
Then I feel it my duty to inform you, misguided sir, that Drake salad dressing is composed of only the most select oils, the sharpest vinegars, and finest spices.
Go on, Mr. Drake.
Sir, you'd be making one of the most flagrant errors of your storekeeping career if... What do you mean, Mr. Drake?
Oh, beg pardon, Mr. Deke. Isn't that the name?
Why, yes. Yes, of course. Deke. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have an engagement. Perhaps I'll see you later, Miss Sally.
Perhaps, Mr. Deke. Perhaps he won't. Major, why did you call him Mr. Drake?
Here, take a look at this label, Sally, see?
Why, it's a picture of Mr. Deke on a jar of Drake's dressing.
Correction, Sally, a picture of Mr. Drake. I knew I'd seen that face.
Oh, Major, that makes it even worse.
True. Underestimated the foe. Oh,
if he'd been a criminal, we could have told Aunt Sarah. When she finds out he's really a wealthy businessman, Mr. Martin won't have a chance.
I thought you'd been assigned garrison duty in the city.
Hiya, Major Timmons. Sally working today?
Bivouac in the stockroom. Well, what brings you to this post? Didn't you take the job?
Sure, but they can't work me weekends. I couldn't stay away from Sally, Major. You ought to know that.
True. First rule of offense, never lose contact with objective.
Sally wrote me about your plans, having Dad write to Miss Sarah through the pen club. Sounds like you've really got something there.
Yes, yes. Always have been noted for strategy.
How's it working?
Well, to be frank, there's been what you might term a setback. Purely temporary, of course.
Oh, sure, Major. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to find Sally. Sally!
Sally, there's a general in camp. Stand by for review.
See you later, Major. Oh, Sally.
Nice chap. good man. Father's a good man, too. Why, Sarah's bound to choose him over that Deke or Drake or whatever.
Afternoon, Major.
Hello, Miss Sarah. Just giving you considerable thought.
Well, how nice, Major. I've been thinking about you, too.
Oh?
I wanted to ask you advice.
What about, Miss Sarah?
Concerning Mr. Deke. Or Drake.
You found out about his nom de guerre.
Yes. Isn't it simply grand?
Now, don't get ambushed there, Miss Sarah. He's a smooth operator. Businessman first, last, and in the middle.
Do you really think so?
I'll wager my saber.
Well, thank you, Major. That's all I need to know.
You'll never regret your decision, Sarah. By McClellan's mount, you won't.
Then, could I use your telephone, Major?
Why, certainly, right on the wall there and at your service.
The Daily Bugle, please, operator. Hello, this is Miss Sarah Larson. Yes, the announcement I left with you is to go in this evening's paper. Yes, that's the name, Drake. Mr. Conrad V. Drake. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sarah, you, Drake...
Thanks again for your advice, Major. Good day, Major. Good day.
And I was the strategist who conceived this plan.
Announcement about Miss Sarah in this evening's Daily Bugle?
No, but I anticipated it. However, not too late. Have your father be at headquarters here in exactly 1 hour.
Very well, Major. I'll get Aunt Sarah back here somehow in 45 minutes.
Give me the commercial house. That you, Henry? We'll have Mr. Vincent Deke, who's staying there, report to my store in not more than 15 minutes. At ease, Miss Sarah. Here, you take the chair. John, here's a pickle barrel. And Drake, use that case of family salad dressing.
One moment, my good sir.
I'm senior officer here, Drake. Be seated.
It ought to be a law against family salad.
Now, reason I called you all down here...
It better be good.
It is.
Oh, I'm sure the Major wouldn't have called a meeting at this hour for a trifle.
Right, Miss Sarah.
All right, Major. Let's have it.
Stand a horse, man. Don't have to get down to business yet.
I'm a businessman, Major Timmons, and I didn't come down here to play games.
Speaking of that, Drake...
Speaking of what?
Why, speaking of play. Reminds me of one I just finished reading. Like to hear about it. Keep abreast of the times, you know.
How fascinating, Major.
You mean to say you're wasting my very valuable time to tell me about
it? Major, it's all very interesting, but I was under the impression that this was an important...
Silence in the ranks, please. Get to the business in a moment. Now, where was I?
It's something about a play.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, play has to do with military life. Stars an old general. Seems some enterprising soldier designs an army uniform like our modern low-collared ones and submitted it to the general.
I'm sure I've never heard of this.
General wouldn't hear of it. Absolutely vetoed the plan, and it was shelved. And the reason, ladies and gentlemen, was pride. Seems the general had a prominent Adam's apple. Couldn't bear the thought of exposing it with the new low collar.
Pride?
Yep. Thousands of officers and men in our army suffered high-choking collars because of one man's foolish pride. Uniform wasn't adopted till years later. Delay in comfort and happiness, all due to false pride.
Many years lost. Because of foolish, false pride. John.
Yes, Sarah?
John, would you mind seeing me home?
I'd be very pleased to, Sarah.
Now, about the reason you called us in here, Major.
All taken care of, Drake. Hope I didn't upset your plan.
Not at all.
Miss Sarah, guess you'll be wanting to retract that announcement that was in this evening's Daily Bugle. Here's the phone.
Why, no, Major. I don't want to change anything.
But if we're to be married, Sarah...
Are we, John?
If you will, Sarah. But your plans with Mr. Drake or Deke...
Do you see any reason to change them, Mr. Drake?
Certainly not.
But Miss Sarah, John, Drake... But there are rules about that sort of thing. Contrary to the articles of war.
Major, John, did either of you happen to read that announcement in the paper about Mr. Drake and me?
I just couldn't read it. But the Major told...
Didn't exactly read it, but from all you said, naturally assumed the announcement was matrimonial in spirit.
Here's the paper, Major. Read it.
Local woman's recipe to be foundation of national brand of salad dressing. Miss Sarah Larson announces that henceforward the well-known Conrad V. Drake will manufacture another variety of his popular salad dressings using Miss Sarah's own recipe. Sheridan Shirttails! Sarah, didn't you know I had John worried, too? Called him up and told him you were going to marry this...
This merchandising genius.
No. Yes.
As a matter of fact, Major, I sort of wanted you and John to think that.
But why, Sarah?
Well, I figured if you thought some other man was paying court to me, it might make you mad enough to come right out and tell me what you thought.
Well, Sarah,
instead of just writing letters and signing another name...
Sarah, do you mean to say that you knew all along?
I couldn't have loved you all these years without recognizing your letters. Shall we go, John?
Oh, Major.
Yes?
That play you told us about. What was the name of it?
Oh, why, it was Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh. Oh, thank you, Major. I'd like to read it sometime.
Oh, Deke, Drake?
Conrad V. Drake. And at your service, sir.
Oh, you went off half-cocked, maybe, in canceling my supply of your salad dressing.
May I renew the order, then, Major Timmons?
Renew it? Order half a dozen cases. No, make it a dozen.
Thank you, Mr. Major, sir, and good day.
Hello, Mr. D. Major, you ought to be promoted.
Hello, Mr. Drake.
Good day to you both.
Aunt Sarah and Mr. Martin walking down the street hand in hand.
Yes, I thought it came off rather well.
And, Major, Aunt Sarah wanted to send you a message.
And that was?
She wants to loan you a book of hers. Some plays by William Shakespeare.
She thought you'd be especially interested in one called, Much Ado About Nothing.
Well, you know, Jack and Sally, in the heat of battle, it's up to the commanding officer to choose and use all available weapons.
Well, then you do know about the original play, Major?
Well...
Miss Sarah says it's quite different from the one you were telling them about.
Yeah, of course, Jack, of course. Quite natural. You see, my play is the Army version.
Now, here's our director, Les Mitchell.
Well, Griff, I've been privileged to present many fine actors during the past few years. I want to say right now that I don't think any has ever given a better performance than you just did.
Well, that's a compliment of a high order indeed, Les, and I'm very grateful that you think so.
And now, Griff, in view of your many years on the stage and of your success in radio and the recognized position that you've so quickly attained in motion pictures, what would you say is a word of advice to the youngsters who are always asking, how do I become a successful actor?
Well, Les, frankly, I don't know any set formula for success. However, based on my own experience and on many others that I've observed during the years, I'd say that if there is a formula, it consists of two things. First, learning your trade as a craftsman and as an artist, and then working and working until you get the break which you can capitalize on and make your own road to stardom.
Well, Griff, I think that's about the finest advice a youngster can be given. And now, thanks very much for being with us, and we hope you'll be back soon.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Les, and I'll be happy to play a return date any time you say. Oh, I would like to thank Barbara Eiler, Lois Corbett, and the rest of my fellow actors for their fine acting. And now, goodbye, Les.
Goodbye, Griff Barnett.
In the cast, you heard our star, Mr. Griff Barnett, as the Major, Barbara Eiler as Sally, Gil Stratton Jr. as Jack, Crawford Kent as John, Lois Corbett as Sarah, and Ed Coleman's as Deke. Major Engagement was written by Nancy and Alfred Seal, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
It's been a real pleasure bringing you our play, Major Engagement. We hope you'll be with us next week.
Griff Barnett can be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Fury at Furnace Creek, starring Victor Mature and Colleen Gray. Van Desitel speaking.